Do you wish you could be the present mom you've always wanted to be, but still need to provide an income for your family? Are you tired of scouring the internet for legit jobs that will replace your income and that you can do from home in your PJs? Hey friend, welcome to the Virtual Assistant Mama Podcast. I know you're over there Googling jobs for moms, legit work-at-home jobs, or smart a side hustle, yet you can't figure out how to take that first step. So instead, you stay stuck, do nothing, or start random side hustles to try to make quick money. Becoming a virtual assistant is the answered prayer you've been waiting for. My name is Ariana, and I'm a former teacher turned work-at-home mom who replaced my teaching income as a virtual assistant in just 6 months. I did this by taking a step of faith and following the dream that God placed on my heart to be home with my babies. Mama, your dreams pale in comparison to God's dreams for you. Imagine offering services that light you up, working with clients who value you and pay you what you're worth, and having a job that works around your life and not the other way around. This is the podcast for you. It's time to take that first step. Are you ready? Here we go. So many women that I talk to tell me that they don't think they have time to start their virtual assistant business, that they have too much going on in their lives, that they're busy with their kids and this and that. And while I totally understand that life gets crazy, we can't let that excuse of "I don't have the time" hold us back. Y'all, I did not have the time either. I was very, very pregnant with my daughter, ended up having her right when I was starting this virtual assistant business. And so I was busy with a newborn and all the crazy things that come with being a new mom. So I did not have the time either. But I made the time because I knew that my life would change if I was willing to make the time to actually grow my virtual assistant business. So this meant that I had to give up a couple things. The first thing that I gave up in order to make time for growing my virtual assistant business was scrolling social media. So instead of just scrolling on Instagram or Facebook or whatever mindlessly for hours every night, I started doing productive tasks, consuming the right content that would teach me how to run my business, and making connections with people in different Facebook groups instead of just mindlessly scrolling through a bunch of posts and photos. So I took that time that I was on social media and I was still on it, but I was using that time to be productive instead of just mindlessly scrolling to quote unquote try to relax, which didn't even help me relax, honestly. I also gave up rewatching my favorite shows for the 100th time and snuggling into the couch for just one more episode. And instead, I used that time to work on my business. Now, I'm not saying you can't relax anymore if you're trying to build your virtual assistant business. That's not what I'm saying. But I'm saying you do have to be really dedicated to getting your business to the point you want it to be. And that's going to mean giving up some of your rest time. You don't have to give it all up, but I'm saying like take at least 50% away and dedicate that to your business, and you would be amazed at how quickly you can grow it. I also gave up being comfortable. I had to get uncomfortable and do the things that I really didn't want to do in order to start to build the life that I wanted. So instead of watching others have what I was hoping to get and saying, "I wish I could be like that person," I had to put my head down, stop watching them, and start doing the work for myself. I had to start learning things I never knew how to do before and just really had to get comfortable with being uncomfortable. So this is a short and sweet episode, but I really just want to encourage you that you're never going to just magically find more time to change your life the way that you want it to be. You have to make that time, and you just might need to give something up in order to do so. So whether that's mindlessly scrolling social media or binging a show or just giving up being comfortable with where you're at, you're going to have to give something up. And I want you to ask yourself, where could you find a little bit of time in your day to work on growing your virtual assistant business? Could you find 30 minutes? Could you find an hour 4 times a week that you could dedicate to this?
What would that look like? How could you make that happen? And I want you to set a goal for yourself to make that happen this year. All right, if you are ready to really grow your virtual assistant business, but you're not even really sure what you need to do, then I encourage you to come and join the free workshop, The Number One Way to Start Working from Home, where I will walk you through the 5 P's that you need to know in order to become a successful and profitable virtual assistant. So you can register for that at arianavernier.com/free-workshop, or you can find that link in the show notes. But we're done sitting around saying we don't have time. We are going to make the time to actually make our dreams come true. All right, y'all. Thank you so much for listening to this episode, and I will see you next time.
Thanks so much for hanging out with me today. I would love to bless you with a free gift as a thank you. All you have to do is leave a review of the show on Apple Podcasts, make a screenshot, and send it to podcast@virtualassistantmama.com. I'll send you a code so you can snag my virtual assistant toolkit for free. And don't forget to come hang out with us in our free community, facebook.com/groups/virtualassistantmama. I'm so honored to support you in your journey to becoming a virtual assistant. Until next week, y'all. Keep following the dreams that were placed on your heart so you can be the present mama you've always wanted to be.